your attention to it. And just start by on a wrong note, apologizing. The meeting was scheduled to start at 9. The house chairperson, Honorable Babela, organized a chairperson's workshop. In fact, he had to, so that he could speak to the chairpersons and the whips around the program of implementation of the money bill. That meeting started at, it was supposed to start at 8:30, and people only, we could only start at 9. So I'm from that meeting now at Good Hope Chambers.
Yes.
So he's briefing the chairpersons of both houses and the whips. I see some whips are there, but the meeting, I understand about that, was arranged for chairpersons. So I think that it would have been, it's a pity that we have to do this report, because it would have been important for this entire committee to be part of that, because this bill is actually the custody of this committee, not only the chairperson. We labored under the impression that that meeting would be cancelled, because my colleague Famadi is also not there in the meeting. Be that as it may, maybe we have to continue with our work. Honorable members, will take into account that it's Friday. We will not delay members. The intention is not to finalize this report today. We'll deal with it the way we normally deal with the report. That is just first going through it and do what we can do, especially looking at what has arisen from the hearings. And the researcher tells me that the report actually encapsulates those responses, the responses from the department. I don't know if I suppose that all members do have copies with them. I'm not sure if people have seen the report before. If not, we can just go through it. If people have seen it, maybe we can just do it page by page. I think that we're really under pressure, because on Tuesday, I may just announce now that on Tuesday, it is the day for the presentation of MTBPS and the adjustment bill by the minister. Normally in that process, there's what they call a lockup. We're supposed to get tickets.
To get tickets to enter then?
Wow. Or they keep a register so that everyone signs in when you go inside. For the sake of those members who have not been here before, it's called a lockup, because once you go in, you don't go out. Cell phones are closed. Yes, so we sign up that lockup rule. So we expected to be there at 10. It normally starts at 10. So if you have anything you want to do, anything, because from 10 to 2, rather you do it before you go inside. Because once you are in, you're in. You can't phone. But if you go to the loo, houses. Now they allow you to. You will go to, obviously, nature must be responded to. No one can stop it. Yes. So what's going to happen then there? It's reading those documents. But we will deal with that when we come to MTBP. Yes, and I hope that we'll have time today just to briefly say what will be the process that we'll follow at this committee. I think that the House is expected to rise around 11. No, around the 12th. We must debate around the 11th. MTBPS. So I just want to appeal now, Honorable Dr. Ravi and Honorable Swart and members, my whip, that maybe the program will be very tight. I would really appeal to all of us to request at least the next 2 Mondays. Let's not discuss it, but I'm just appealing that we request. We will go to our own chief whips. I'm asking other parties as well to go to their whips and request at least that those mandates, we utilize them. Well, informally I've spoken to the chief whips. They would want us to make a proposal. We'll do an application. We'll do that. Okay, let's. Did we have. have we been able to go through this report?
Chair? I haven't actually read the report, but I was attracted by the first underlined paragraph, where departments are not complete. The names of the departments are not complete. Can that be done? Because that's correct. That's the right thing to do. For instance, corporate governance and traditional affairs. It just remains corporate governance, but in future, can we have them written fully? Particularly by the researchers. Thank you.
I think what you're saying is important because these reports are not only meant for us. They are meant also for other people who have not had the benefit of, who might not even understand what we're talking about. Honorable Abuna.
Sorry, Chairperson, I would like to take you a little bit back. Mangogo is just getting to the business of the day now. So sorry. You have been orientating us on the day of MFBS and the conditions thereof. We indicated for those who are getting there for the first time those conditions. You spoke as if everybody knows how it's going to happen there, and others responded to show that they are acquainted with those conditions. Maybe if you cannot take 2 minutes of your time and then you just show us. Otherwise, we might find ourselves misbehaving unnecessarily. I'm sorry for that if you ever did.
The situation, fellow members, is that we have to be there at 10 o'clock. It's E249. You check in. You're not allowed to have your cell phone on. It must be switched off. You sign a form to say that you will not divulge anything that you hear there, because you get all the information in booklets which you can then sit and read, you know, your MTPBS and the statements by the minister, everything, and the Division of Revenue. So you get all those documents in there, but the press is not supposed to get hold of that. That's why we have to have it under locked circumstances. Now, you are allowed to go to the loo, but you must ask permission to do so. For the rest, you know, it's fairly quiet, and everybody sits reading, and they make their own notes, and then at 2 o'clock we go to the house. And that's it. Excuse me, Chair, but they also provide refreshments for you there as well.
No, I think what is important, Mabunda, is that from there you go straight to the house, as Dr. Rad is saying, that so that you, because what the press also goes in there. It doesn't go. Well, it's members. Yeah, because all the people are allowed in. You're in. You can't go out until 2 o'clock. And 2 o'clock, you're going straight to the house. So the minister must be the first person to announce. I think that the details then we will I was asking then if we can come to the beginning of this day if perhaps people had had access to the report before today. Are we ready to deal with just to go to page 1 to comment on page 1 and so forth? My whip, Comrade Honorable Mabunda.
I find this report to this today, but I managed to go through very quickly. I'm just putting it, it's not yet a suggestion in any way. Putting it to say, when we look into the findings, especially when we were dealing with those departments one by one, and then we check the findings and the recommendations and look together if ever we feel there is something that they didn't put in here when looking back from the report itself, and then we make some addition. I think that will also save us time and more time to interrogate the whole summary of the report. As I said, it's not yet a suggestion. I was just putting it forward. Thanks, Chair.
No, it's welcome, Comrade. I think the whole idea of what the researchers are doing, they take the note on what we what happens during the meeting, what comes out as a finding, and the thing that we say to the department, you need to do 1, 2, 3, and those are the things. They might omit others. We might over emphasize others. I think we'll be welcome to do that. But I'm a bit at disadvantage. I don't have my spectacles. Shall we go to page 1? Now, colleagues, you're not guiding me, because all I want to know is, have you had the opportunity to read the report? If not, we can just go through it. We have not had the opportunity. No. Take us through then, Caesar. There will be, obviously, we know that there will be grammatical and those kind of things. So we'll correct those as we go. But my suggestion is that let's just deal with content for now and don't focus on what you call it. Welcome, Member Ramakala. Over to you, Mr. Nyengiso.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Just to say, this is a draft report which we combined after the hearings with the departments, and we don't have enough time, but we tried by all means to consolidate those responses into this report. And second, Chair, just to say, the latter part of the report, I think one of the issues that were raised during the conversation by the researchers around the analysis of the first court expenditure report. But I'll start with the introduction. On the introduction, Chair, is that the third court of profession was established in terms of Section 4 of the Law Enforcement and Regulators Act of 2009. Around the responsibilities, the court is required to consult and report as far as issues in natural expenditure published by the Nisha Treasury. The court has the courage to strengthen its oversight through Section 32 reports and to cooperate with other collaborative committees in addressing spirit deficiencies identified by the committee. And what the money is taken to the effectiveness of the court's work is the tenderness of its report to the House and follow-ups in the recommendation of its recommendations. And in order to respect the report of the federal aid, it requires that reports be published within 24 hours after the end of the prescribed period. And with regard to the demand of the Section 32 reports before the court, I increasingly ask the court to just look at the report of the deliverables of the court. Now, I think I'll look at the report that we are currently on the third quarter, if I was talking about the financial year, but so I still saw the other first quarter exposure report. So the last one, you see, that the work of the court because the tenderness of the report is not questionable.
Must also appear there.
Sure.
Much as we can repeat the recommendation more mm-hmm. stronger, but I think at the beginning because it's summary of the problem.
Yes. Now that's how I see. Thank you very much. But the other thing, colleague, that I don't understand, if we go to the first paragraph, the underlined one, it says the first quarter report, do you see where I am? It's the line 1, 2, 3, the one, the sentence that starts with the first quarter report. The first quarter report was tabled before the committee on the 15th of September. Blah, blah, blah. Public hearings were held. Now, these departments, do they describe the committees that were that participated in the public hearings? I couldn't understand this include. Well, the sentence says this include, amongst others. Eh? Okay. Now it's fine. Well, Honorable Sir.
Thank you, Chair. You don't agree with me with regard to this paragraph, but this paragraph refers specifically to the capital spending. There are many other things that we heard that we are concerned about and other findings that which we find later in the report which we are worried about. Why highlight only the capital spending? Then we should highlight everything as you know, somebody adds to what is coming in the report.
Honorable Snaff.
Thanks, Chair. We're making a sort of a broad statement, Chair. I don't know if we want to then pick it up in the findings and recommendations around the timing of tabling of these reports should be improved and aligned with relevant legislation. I think when we were discussing this issue, there was an ambiguous understanding as to what was specified in legislation or in regulations around the 30 days, etc. So that just needs to be somewhere picked up so we don't lose that.
Okay, I think that you're correct. The exactly what you are saying and what Honorable Schwartz is raising, I think that is a thing that will come also when we deal with a recommendation. But what I would like to hear your feelings in, but we might what to call a one to flag it, what Honorable Swarth is raising. He's feeling strongly that that paragraph should not appear in the introduction, but only appears in the recommendation. Myself and Honorable Ramatagana have what you call express our opinion on this matter. I don't know if there's someone who would like to express his opinion. You want to come back, Honorable Ramatagana? Oh, Mama Ngobo?
Chair, I think we can leave it there, but I agree with Honorable Swart that if we're talking here of capital, capital budget or spending on capital projects, we might as well mention them all where we experience problems with the spending.
Can I hear Honorable Mashiko on this one and Honorable Mabunda?
Thank you, Chairperson. Coming to this paragraph, if maybe we can rephrase it and refer to all those classifications, because we found some low spending in some, maybe it says they can say it was of concern that all these classifications were had some trend of low spending instead of picking one up. Then rephrase this question then so that it includes, because in current you know that there was low spending because of vacancies. In transfers, some did not transfer because of some reasons. And then here we talk about capital spending that had low spending. If he could just rephrase it to include all the classifications, if that's what we picked up out of all the classifications. Thank you, Chair.
Comrade Mabunda.
Chairperson, I'm becoming skeptical now, but I think in the introduction it was fair. In an introduction, you highlight most the things that maybe it is contained as the content of the message that you are bringing to other people, and also you can even reframe it at the end as a conclusion or as a recommendation. So I think this is just a picture. Cannot elaborate in here. When you read in this introduction, when you go into the content of the matter itself, there is where the classification and the other thing has been elaborated in detail. I'm just becoming skeptical whether we want to put it just there or maybe remove it for the sake of understanding the way we want it to be. But otherwise, I think it was correct.
Thank you. Honorable Ramasagan.
Chair, maybe the we can insert one word that addressed the concern. It depends what we want to project as a big problem. And if I read this, my sense is that the writer, the most important concern we have, much as we have concern for generally, is the expenditure on capital expenditure. Because that's where we're talking about infrastructure, job creation, and the rest. So to address that concern, we may assess, insert inter alia, so that you clarify that you are not only focusing on that, but you are only projecting that as a high order in terms of your reporting. So then it addresses the listing of others, because we must still talk to others later in the report itself.
Colleagues, I think that I agree with what this clarity that Honorable Ramatagan and Honorable Mabunda are putting. What this says is that the committee is feeling strongly on this matter. I mean, as Honorable Mabunda puts it. That is why, in fact, this statement is a bit strong. You know, it's not just, it says of particular concern. It simply means that there are other concerns, but of particular concern is this issue of capital expenditure. I mean, because it has to deal with issues of policy. So that's why it's raised here as a concern in the introduction. But also, the two issues that are raised in this introduction, which people could say, no, why don't they go to recommendations, is the timing. Because we have raised also very strongly the issue of timing, that we can't be dealing on the third quarter. We can't allow it, that on the third quarter we should continue dealing with this. That's why we have said now we need to set up a meeting with Treasury, Treasury themselves. They must address their own, what you call, their own house. I would really like to appeal to Honorable Swart that let's flag it there and have a rethink on it. Honorable Swart, I know you're feeling strongly.
Chair, I feel strongly because I don't think it's logical. But I'm not going to vote against this report because you've got the paragraph there. You can put another five paragraphs like that in the full arcade. It's just wrong that you mention one thing only. But it's not logical to me, but I'm not going to vote against the report because of that. So leave it there. If it pleases the committee, that's fine.
Honorable Sage.
I understand fairly well what the honorable members are saying, but I want to believe that capital, whatever that is going to happen, or whatever monitoring that we do, is that we are looking at the capital budget, and whatever comes below the spending. The whatever it is under capital budget. So for me, I'm saying I think this paragraph is right if it has got capital budget. And then the other ones, if what I'm trying to say that if we did not have capital budget, how was the government departments going to be able to monitor the spending, under spending, you know, such things. So I think we should actually leave it here. But my worry was is that on the last paragraph, where it starts of particular concern, is the slow spending. I think we should remove that slow spending, because it is not only slow spending. There's spending and other things. Maybe we should say the concern is the spending in capital budget. So what does slow spending mean?
That is the language the National Treasury uses. But you want to clarify...
What does it say? Maybe I should get the meaning of it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks, Chair. I think firstly, in trying to clarify why that paragraph was put there, you see, in the government spending.
The slow spending.
Classifications. And I think that's why you see the classification that let's start is a capital budget. Because I thought 40% or plus or minus 15% if a man is taken. But if it leads down, I think it's not down around, but let's down classification in the issues.
Take note of what Honorable Swart is saying. I think that Honorable Swart, we can always revisit it. But let's move call it to the second page.
Okay, thanks, Chair. On the second page, we're taking an overview of the general expenditure. I think that the departments were located in the amount of 300 below for the 2019 financial year, and this excluded direct charge. Of the appropriated funds, 113 was allocated to current payments, 278 was allocated to transfers and subsidies, and 875 was allocated to capital expenditure. At the end of the first quarter, the National Department has reported the overall spending of the 0.9 billion of the allocated budget. This is a total general partial of 25%. The entire spending pattern reflects 1.9% in compared to the previous year spending expenditure of 23%. And the departments have only spent 1.3 billion on capital expenditure at the end of the first quarter. 4.8 billion on current payments and 73.6 billion on transfers and subsidies. And other figures, yes, the spend on capital assets continues to be slow. Rather, the allocation that is set to finance all the spend in this category at the end of the 2019 financial year. Necessary actions are required to improve spending on capital assets, and a detailed review of the financial spending trends is provided in the following section. Spend on trends by the department during the first quarter. I must mention here that these are the departments that were highlighted to pay overspending and underspending overall in the national government. Approximately 24, which is 7% of the state department, have spent within the margin of 20-30% of their budget. Some have exceeded the general benchmark of 25% in the first quarter of the financial year, while others have spent below this benchmark. Table 1, which is on the next page, provides a synopsis of national departments that have fundamentally deviated from the general spending benchmark. The table provides spending pattern by different departments, ranging from the most to the least spending departments. Analysis of the sectors that related to such spending pattern is provided in detail under the economic classification section. The departments on the table that overall were identified to be spending against the general benchmark. The general support of education and right to reform were the high spenders at the end of the first quarter. Some of the departments reported a very low spending. These include the Department of Water Affairs, Communication, International Relations Corporation, and Cooperative Governance and Financial Affairs. The third presentation in the first quarter expenditure report reported the unavailability of approved corporate projections by the department. Reliance to be placed on explanations provided by the National Treasurer in this regard. The Department of Sports and Recreation spent 1.6 billion of its budget. The highest spending has been reported in transfers and subsidies. The National Treasurer has indicated that the department has projected the spending. Started to spend 50% during the first quarter. It's down 6% below its projection, mainly due to understanding of both current payments and transfers and subsidies. And I think the detailed explanation will be provided as indicated previously under the economic classification as to why that department underspent. The department of education was very 10% rate of its budget at the end of the first quarter. Sorry, that was supposed to be first. At the end of the first quarter, the national treasurer indicated that the department has underspent by 302 million in Program 5, which is social, which is social and school conditional program, compared to its projections, while overspending by 14.3 million in Program 4, which is further education and training. The Department of Rights Development and Health Reform spent 2 billion rand at the end of the first quarter. Approximately 76% of the resolution program budget has spent at the end of the first quarter. This program is responsible for settling land claims and providing settlement support to beneficiaries.
Thank you. I don't know if in these two pages that you have read there were any comments on it, Mashiko.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm looking at Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs. I think page, oh, he took two pages. Yeah. It's on page 3. Because at the hearing, we realized that this department actually did not understand, because they transferred to local governments mostly, whose term starts in July. I suggest that you add an explanation when we leave it there, because we can even be challenged by executives by saying, why do you say they understand? Yeah, it appears as understanding, but you know the reason. The reason is that the financial year of that department is not at the same time with us. That's why they could not transfer.
So what you're saying, we rather exclude it, né? Or if we include it, add an explanation.
Either we exclude it, and if we include it, we explain.
Okay. Comrade Mabunda?
Chair, I just want to check my understanding so that we go together with our researcher. That is, what is that page again? Maybe it's page number 2, I believe. Yeah, it should be 2. Yeah, when we talk about the overall expenditure, that is first paragraph, I believe. You see, the benchmark in terms of the legislation, probable subject to correction, is 25%. Fine. So when we talk, when the way they put it here, if I do understand it, what I want to check, there have been an underspending in terms of the benchmark. That was 23%, the whole overall expenditure by the first quarter in the previous years. What I'm also checking here is maybe this, what will I say, legislative language to say, you see, the year-to-year spending pattern reflects 1.9% increase compared to previous year's expenditure of 23%. That means if 1.9 and 23%. Financial language, maybe. Can you assist?
Honorable Target, can you switch off? Honorable Target? Can you switch off? Can you switch off? Yeah. So can you explain both of them?
I just wanted to start by the first question to check whether we need to remove the cooperative governance and social affairs. I think, as indicated in the previous page, that the analysis of the factors that resulted to the spending is provided in detail under the correct classification. So that what that has to say is that all the explanations that were provided by the department, well, we are still kind of with the economic classifications to say what did they spend, you see, up to this, at this point, yes. And secondly, explain the issue of 1.9%, I think that number is a competitive information. Because in comparing to the previous year's expenditure, which was 23% in the first year, to the current year's expenditure, just 4.9%, the second year is 1.9%. So, which means to say that there is an increase in terms of spending by the National Department. I think that explains, you see, the 1.9%, because the 23% is the previous year's expenditure overrun, you see, within the National Department. Thanks.
Honorable Mashifa, are you okay with explanation?
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable Mabunda? Okay. Honorable Masagana?
On the top of page 3, you've got the table, and it's table 1, overall spending by the departments as of 30th of June. That's basically identified departments. Maybe it would be helpful if we did put a table in of all the departments, so people at a glance can see what the spending is. Then we could put a sentence in there to say that from the above table, the committee identified the following departments to obtain further clarity on their spending trends, and then put the table that is there underneath.
Sorry, I just want to understand if I'm getting you. You're suggesting that one table must reflect all the departments, and the other table then will reflect those departments that have underspent. What is the feeling of the other members?
Matthias, I'm still struggling to get what the honorable colleague is saying. But I understand that the whole list of departments should be listed first, and then we pick up those and those and those. But there are some sentences I don't catch it correctly here, which indicate the way. That's why they put those departments in those tables. There are those departments that have got underspending and overspending only. I believe somewhere it's written. I can't find it correctly. They deviate, yeah. So that is maybe. But correctly to say, it may also suffice if ever we could include all the departments, but there is a sentence that qualifies why this table is like that. Only those that have, she's correcting me, my whip here, to say those we have not complied with.
Thank you, Honorable Ramatara. And Honorable Swar, after you.
For the purpose of information, I think what the Honorable Snell is talking about is just to give general information that here, in terms of what you've seen, all the department patterns in one table A is all the departments. Table A1 is a department which we are concerned with, and then you explain it, that these are the department that we have in this. I think it's a useful tabling in order to give everybody a broad picture of a spending pattern in all the departments.
Sir? Jerry, this committee only calls departments that deviate from the benchmarks. We don't call any other departments. If they are within the benchmarks, we're satisfied. And that is our function and our purpose, and that's what our objective should be. And that is why I think it says here on page 2, level 1 below provides a synopsis of the national departments that have fundamentally deviated from the general special joint benchmark. So we're only dealing with those. We're not dealing with all other departments.
I saw that, honored members. Maybe that was the spirit of this. Maybe if there's a problem, perhaps with the topic overall spending by departments that as Maybe that could perhaps give the impression that we're talking about all the departments. I think something that then that can be tied is that I mean this synopsis that I mean the synopsis of the department, that's what underlines this department. That was my understanding. You know, I'm happy, Honorable Snell, you at least you agree with this. I suggest that maybe we continue with this way. You know, we have about 34 departments, I think including entities around 50. We will have to reflect all of them here. My suggestion is that let's accept, as other colleagues are indicating, those departments that we have identified as having underspent, so that when people look at the report, they can always go back and refer to those departments. But thank you
for understanding. Honorable Comrade Mabunda, did you have other things other than this one?
Did I?
Well, okay, you are responding to this one. Thanks.
Apollo, was it a coin? Okay.
Okay, thanks. Still,
come on, sorry, Brom, you. Oh, okay.
Still,
in meeting its constitutional obligations and service delivery goals, improved spending coupled with service delivery with delivery of services is required from the department. And the Department of Communication spent 271.7 million rand of its budget at the end of first quarter. In its 6 programs, the expenditure for 4 programs is below 15%. This includes ICT, Enterprise Relations, Trade, which spent 10.9%, ICT Policy Development, which spent 9.4%, ICT Enterprise Development, which spent 14.3%, and ICT Infrastructure Development, which spent 2.8%. If the department continue to spend at this pace, if the department continues to spend at the pace it is spending now, it will significantly underspend at the end of the financial year. The Department of International Relations Corporation has only spent 410.65 million rand from its budget. The National Treasurer has indicated that the department has projected a spending of 11.5% in the first quarter. The least spending programs are foreign relations and international transfers, which spend 0.1%. This low spending is largely attributed to delays in processing mission accounts and as a result of outstanding claims for expenditure related to the presidential inauguration. The large share of the development budget, amounting to 3.1 million rand and 1 billion rand, was allocated to foreign relations and international transfers, respectively. On other corporate governance and traditional affairs was the least spending department at the end of the first quarter. Of its budget of 35 billion, it only spent 2.3 billion rand. The low spending has been identified in 3 programs, namely systems and capacity development, provincial and local government transfers, and fiscal transfers. This was largely due to local government equitable share, which could not be transferred during the first quarter. The Division of Revenue Act requires the funds to be released in 3 transfers on 7 July 2009, 30th November 2009, and 25 March 2010. So that is the end of the overall spending by the department. And the next section will be economic classification.
Any comments to those that have been right on our report?
Chair, if we can just go to the question of land affairs. We agree, obviously, that land restitution is important, but there is no way we will ever, and it also comes up in the recommendations, that we will ever support the abolition of the willing buyer, willing seller principle. And in the recommendations, it says that they pay sometimes 3 times more than what they should have paid, but then they are not using the willing buyer, willing seller principle. You know, then somebody's making money on the side. Because if you use the willing buyer, willing seller principle, you're making use of the market value of the property. And you know, it's a pity I couldn't attend that specific one because you will remember last year, Chair, I gave an example of how terrible their performance is in terms of purchasing land. You know, so really, I don't know, you know, this is a program which is driven by the ANC, so that's fine. That's, you know, I can't stop it. But I'm just telling you the DA will not support it.
What is it that you don't support with this paragraph?
Abolition of the willing buyer, willing seller, because it's also enshrined in the constitution of the country.
What does the sentence say? Go back to this sentence. Noted, Comrade.
No, I think that the sentence says, as the minister suggested, in order to move forward decisively with the land restitution program, significant changes will have to be made to the willing buyer, willing seller model.
All right, now I understand. Call it number two. Okay, thank you, Chair Patel. I wanted to
respond.
To get also to Honorable
Sanders.
Yeah. First, I'll say
say that later. First thing is on page 4 that I just want to make this. I'm not trying to correct the grammar here, my honourable man. but what I want to
we can do it as we move on. All I said is that maybe the focus is not necessarily on the grammar, but it doesn't mean we can't make correct obvious mistakes. We can always do that. Just asking that we focus on the content.
Okay.
But because there's nothing wrong, because we'll have to come back anyway and clean it up, so you can as well do it now.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. I was just... All right, but is the sentence there which shows that is the last paragraph, the underlined one, which starts somewhere, even though progress has been made in providing clean water to the citizens, there are still areas, particularly in rural areas, without access to water. What I want it to be clear would be, if we can put it in the way that it shows that we are talking about the other parts of the country, not all citizens, the other parts of the country that have access to water services, but in particular the rural areas are not yet serviced.
Are in the last paragraph.
In the last paragraph, Chair.
Which part is that you're not happy with?
Okay. The 1, 2, 3, the fourth line.
The one starting with the service.
Which starts on the first line and say, even though progress has been made in providing clean water to the citizens. What I'm trying to say there, clean water to the other part of the country, there are still areas, particularly in rural areas, which are. So what I'm not quite conversant with is when we say clean water to the citizens, somebody might took it to the all citizens. Whereas the last sentence indicates there are some other parts, particularly the rural areas, where clean water is not yet been accessed.
No, I'm not sure if we're reading the same, but let's say Honorable Ramasagane and all of us.
I think that for me, Chair, just as I'm not sure the problem, what the problem is with this, because I think the statement is made that progress has been made to supplying water to the people, to citizens. However, there is a slow progress, and it specifies where that slow progress is. In other words, it doesn't take an issue with the generality of citizens being provided with water, but it takes an issue with the slow progress in terms of where that is. So that's how I read it.
It says particularly, I think the areas that you want to comment on, it's saying particularly in the rural areas, that's where there's still a problem. I'm not sure if I'm not getting you correctly. You want to come, you want to respond? Okay, one of the first.
Sure, I agree. You know, if you read the last paragraph on page 4, that I think is absolutely important that we supply clean and water to the citizens of this country. You know, it should not be negotiable. It's not something which we could talk about. And it's a serious indictment against the department that this is not done properly or that's very slow. And it worries me that we mention it here, but we don't in the recommendations. We don't say anything about it, you know, when we come to the recommendations. But we'll get there, and you know, I will raise it at that particular point in time. But it's just that we raise it in here and then we forget about it.
Thank you. Honorable Sage. A sentence before that one?
Just after, just behind the comma and the full stop. I think we should remove the and write however. It will actually qualify to say, even though process is happening, there are still, you know. So if you can write however,
Thank you. respect to the issue that was raised by Honorable Swart.
Now, Honorable Swart, members, please just understand me. I just want to get the understanding. I really depend on the researcher. The sentence says, the minister has suggested, as the minister suggested, in order to move forward decisively with the land redistribution program. Thank you very much. Significant changes will have to be made to the willing buyer, willing seller model. The minister has suggested this. Honorable Sir, I agree that one, it is a policy matter, but it's a policy matter that you don't necessarily agree with. But the sentence says, the minister, it's what the minister has pronounced on, in other words, expressing the opinion of the minister here. I know that it's a technical thing.
Yes. Well, the statement reads as a statement of fact of what the minister has said. Moving forward, maybe what you could do is to make sure that in the writing of that statement is just properly allocated in terms of is a quote that the minister has said. So it's not necessarily mean that everybody agree with that statement that has been made, so that it's properly allocated. That would be my suggestion.
Sure, Mr. Swart, it is actually a quote of the minister, and therefore it's what the minister said. But it is clear also that in the recommendations, we can put the viewpoint of what the political party said. But they will have opportunity in Parliament when we discuss this document, if they stand. But my view is, as it stands there, it is the view of the minister. And what I agree wholeheartedly with this thing. So I think we must leave it at this stage.
Let's start with Dr. Ravi and then Honorable Ngobo, Honorable Snell.
Essentially, I said what is our name and something like that, but it's a lot of concepts, this chair. And what I suggest we can retain the fact that we have to say that all we can change is to say that the minister said that significant changes will have to be investigated. The possibility of significant changes will be investigated. So I think we do that from a willing buyer, willing seller model, because it's a loaded concept, and we can just say that significant changes to the present model will be investigated. So I think then we cover that. We cover the minister's words too, and we will not have to appear by the red carpet in our caucus if we condemn this chairman. Thank you.
Noted, Honorable Dr. Ravi. Honorable Ngobo?
Chairperson, I was going to suggest or to say that if the opinion of the minister had a context regarding the issue of use of funds, we can keep it, but modify it a bit, or else let's remove what the minister's thinking was, because we're not dealing with the minister's thinking, we're dealing with the budget that has been given to the department.
Honorable Swart says he wishes we were sitting next to him. Commissioner?
Thanks, Chair. In the recommendation then, for if we're stating with 12,949 rand as an average hectareage price that's being paid, they can be fairly misleading because different agricultural land has got very different values. I mean, if you go and buy a hectare of orchid, for example, it could run into tens of, maybe 100,000 rand a hectare. A piece of land in the Karoo might be 2,000 rand a hectare. So I think what we need to do, because I think we're being hoodwinked by people that are being tasked by the department to go and buy land, in my opinion. And there's some kind of a profit-making thing going on. We need to know from this department, what land are they targeting when they budget, for example? And if they want to make sure that people go onto 1,000 hectares of irrigated land a year, what would they budget for that? If it's for Karoo felt, how many hectares have they budgeted for that? If it's for orchid trees, how many hectares have they budgeted? So we can also monitor, or the committee utilizing this can monitor their performance. But in that, we need to show what land have they earmarked or targeting, what would be the market-related price, and what price are they budgeting. So we can get an understanding.
No, thanks, Tom. I noted the comment. I think that maybe what we... I think the message that is being conveyed here... the DGs were saying that the price of the land is normally three times the value. He made this example, one example of that land. Maybe that could have that's for which was supposed to be much less than this. Maybe what we could, what you call, rather than putting the figure, then put the teacher said that the land, the cost of the land, is normally priced at thrice the what you call at the normal price, and clearly it does not what you call assist government if with that approach.
Now, Honorable South, at what my better goes now? I'm going to be with you now. Honorable Mabunda.
Chairperson, you have covered me at least. I wanted just to remind, and so that we will recall what the DG was explaining that day, and then where does this figure of the hectare coming from. He tried to explain, and he also indicated, if I may add, he also indicated that, you see, this willing buyer, willing seller being a concept and it should be used by the government. The people that are selling their lands today, especially when they want the situation is that they are selling now to the government, they triple the price. And then they are no more living with these value market prices. They triple the price. But when they sell to any other person or any other group of people, not the government, they follow the concept of that thing. That is what he was explaining. I was just reminding to say we had that explanation why this this thing is so.
Professor, what did you have behind us?
I was just still listening because I think just when he said that the minister with the Department of Public Works, when he spoke about appropriation, will look at something because he said that they're going to form a team. It's just that he said many things at the same time. But he referred to, they don't think expropriation is the best option, but he says he doesn't think it works, but them and Public Works will form a team that will look at a cheaper option. That's what I remember him saying. So I
just want to note that, Commissioner, I just want to find a wording
you will comment, Nyenyisana. I think that, one, let's say that, you know, Comrade Mabunda, I think, was putting it nicely, tripling the price. Find a wedding around that. Eh? Maybe not necessarily putting down 12.5, because somewhere else, that 12.5 might be small, depending. As Honorable Snell was saying, that the land in Gauteng. No, it's just on the lighter note. But the message that he was conveying is that the people who sell the land, as Honorable Mabunda was saying to government, they triple the price. But two, that the minister is what you're calling, I think that sentence of the willing buyer, willing seller model is that the minister is of the old view that, it's of the opinion that this willing buyer, willing seller model must be reviewed. I hope that now it accommodates everyone, Honorable Sir, because this issue of the willing buyer, willing seller was, in fact, the on the ANC side, we have a very clear, what you call a view, but we would like to ensure that we word it such that we are accommodated.
Okay, thanks, Chair. I just wanted to clarify that 12,000 rands, because if you still remember, we are still on the overall spending by the departments, and as I indicated, whatever that came out of the public hearings with the committees, it will reflect under economic classifications. All the issues that are concerned about trade times, the market price, and so forth, is still coming. But on the paper, that was a figure that was provided, you see, by the departmental officials to the portfolio committee on affairs, you see. So, yeah, let's say that I put the quote as it is, but I think I've requested then the research by the court to say that they want to remove that particular quote, because the quote that came from the departmental officials. And of the details, you see, that came out of our engagement with the department, and I think they're taken care of under common classifications. Thank you.
Honorable Snell.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I'm happy with the principle that was established as to what the discussion was about, but I'm thinking more, you know, to me, I must be quite honest. I don't know if it's because I come from the Eastern Cape or not, but if an official comes and tells you something without taking an oath, I really, what they say to me is worthless, actually, to a large extent. Now, we're going to be going forward, and when we go forward, people are going to be coming to us to look at amending budget allocations. So if we can start a process now for them to show us in these findings and recommendations as to what land they've targeted, what the criteria, what that land is supposed to be used for, what the market value of that land is supposed to be on the open market, what they're prepared to pay for it, kind of thing. So we can start to build up an understanding on our own as to the complexities around these issues, you see. Okay.
Honourable Members, I just want to remind you about something. This report, I think what this report is trying to do is to reflect on what happened in the meeting. Now, I have a feeling that we are more governed by our opinions now on certain things. And these opinions are going to distort what those people said, because we are trying to give a reflection of what transpired in the meeting. I think that perhaps maybe it's not the time yet to express our own, what you call it, views. We will come to the findings, we will come to the recommendations. Then I think that the key thing, Honorable Swart, Dr. Ram, I think that maybe we should look at what is it that we recommend with this, are we agreeing with this, because now I think all the researcher,
researcher is trying to do. He's trying to say, here, this is what happened. This is what the department said. Unless we say, no, it's not what the department said. Department said something else. I think our argument should be around that for now. Because for now, we're not really, we haven't come to the time of expressing our views with respect to evaluating them. We'll come to that time. But for now, this is what the department is expressing, what the department has said. And I don't think that there's anyone that says, no, the department didn't say this. So. Comrade Mabund, okay.
I would like to propose the following amendment to that specific, that whole paragraph. To start off to say there is likely to be a funding shortfall in this program by the end of the financial year, as funding will be insufficient to cover the program's expenses and support its development initiatives. More funds are used to buy less hectares of land, which is a huge inhibiting factor affecting the ability to acquire more land. And then to say the envisaged funding shortfall will put more burden on the government's target of transferring 30% of black land to the people by 2014, and investigations for less costly alternative methods of land acquisition will be undertaken. I will give you that wording, but I think it's coming.
Now, I hope that members were listening to you. I'm laughing because I was listening. I don't know if other members were listening. You came with a suggestion. Now, it's fine. Have you, is it written down or?
I start there at the top. Chairperson, my view of a report is that you only can report what is said in the committee. Nothing else. We are not here to make our own political feelings to this, because that was not said in this meeting.
So therefore,
I think we said something else that was said in the committee. What, and that's why I said earlier on, if political parties have other opinions, then they have the opportunity to become involved in that in Parliament. But in this report, I can see that we only can report what is said in the Parliament. But when it comes to recommendations, I think that is a recommendation that the committee is making, a proposal that the committee is making. Then it is for other parties to come to make to make input there. That's how I see.
Mutlakana, I noted you.
No, Chair, I think that I just want to make 2 points. The first point we could make in terms of the concern about the putting a figure, we could find a way around it by simply stating words instead of amounts. Basically state right in full to simply say something like the fluctuation, the certain word gets to the rent, you can then state the fluctuation of money beyond the budget. Basically, by that way you cover the up and down in terms of the hectare price.
On the second one, which is what the minister said, we could say, not with the finger as it stands, until the Lord willing, if it's a contentious, and state the fact. The fact is there is a current policy that is government is being used, and government is in the process of reviewing that policy to be able to come with a policy that is more acceptable, achieving results. We state that fact. In fact, there are more than one seller options. So we could then say that when you come to the one who said changes will have to be made to the current policy, you don't know what is that current policy and what new policy will be. It will, I think, accommodate the facts, because that's facts. That's factual, what's going to happen. That, I think, will make sure that all of us I have no other to think. I think that what was right there, it is kind of quite a lot. I would think if I go on this one, it will accommodate the concern that you have.
But I'm also, at the back of my mind, taking into account your first statement, I think it was you, if I'm correct, that then why it is not put in quotation marks, so that then it says it's not our opinion, it's what was said at the meeting. Honorable Sir?
Chair, it doesn't say anything which was not said at the meeting. It covers everything that was said at the meeting. It's just phrasing it in a different way. But, you know, we will argue about it the whole day. I will type it out and distribute it to the members when we next get together, and they can have a look at it. If they don't agree with it, they can leave it, because, you know.
That progress is on our side. Let's move to the other center.
I'm also still going to suggest about this corporate governance and traditional affairs, that if, as we go on, we realize that you are just having it here instead of our, because it's like many others who did not deviate and who are not here. And if we feel really, as we move on and get the explanation, we could leave it out, but it will be up to us. That was just a suggestion, because we are carrying on with a department that had no problem, but we found ourselves faced with the department. I was going to say, if we continue and we realize that truly this department was not supposed to have come to us, then we can leave it. But if we feel it's right where it is, then we'll keep it on, because at the back of my mind I say we shouldn't be having this department here, but we'll see as we go on.
Now, I think that you raise an important point, that in reality the department did not necessarily understand. But that paragraph at the end, I think that it must reflect what Comrade Mashego is saying. You're saying the Division of Revenue Act requires the funds to be transferred, to be released in three transfers, or transferred in three tranches, starting 7th of July, 30th November, and the 25th of March. Maybe you could have something, whether it's in brackets, that really what you call clarifies that maybe therefore this department has not necessarily understand. Comrade Tamataka.
Yes, sure. I think we can just qualify it. But the fact again is that we have seen that department. They've given an explanation. Now, our evaluation is that in terms of the way the tranches, in terms of the law, we could just a short sentence that basically that's explained that our viewing or our interacting with that department or moving forward will have to take that into account. Basically, that clarify that we are treating it as we understand the facts.
You want to suggest a waiting for that?
Yeah, as we said, the Division of the Revenue Act requires the funds to be released in three transfers, so-and-so. And then just to add to that sentence, and the department is therefore basically not in default.
Department picks this report up, they might feel offended because we're giving the impression that they have underspent when they've clarified to us the law, you know.
No, it's fine. You got it, ne? Okay.
Sorry. Honorable Tiger, are you okay then? Okay. No, it's fine. But you shouldn't worry much. I think the swine flu is fading now. Oh, sorry.
Okay, thanks. On section 4, it's economic classification. I think the government expenditure comprises three economic classifications, namely current payments, transfers and subsidies, and capital expenditure. This section provides a review of departmental spending according to each economic classification and provides explanatory notes for the expenditure pattern. And under current expenditure is categorized into two main components, namely compensation of employees and goods and services. The current payments were allocated 113 billion rand in the 2019 financial year, an increase of 17.7 billion rand compared to the previous budget of 101 billion. National Department has spent 24.8 billion rand at the end of the first quarter. This is a spend increase of more than 1% compared to the first quarter of the 2008-09, where the department only spent 20.8 billion rand or 2.5% of their budget. However, there are a number of variable shifting of funds that has happened with current payment during budget implementation. Among those was an additional amount of 150 to the current payment by the Department of Home Affairs and 23.9 million rand by the Department of Sports and Recreation. It is clear where these funds were shifted from. A detailed account of variance and shifting of funds is provided in Section 5 of the report. The movement of the funds is always associated with high level of vacancies as well as challenges around the procurement of goods and services. This culture is concerning since it becomes very dominant across government departments. In this regard, the National Treasurer should consider more stringent criteria to grant additional funding to the departments. Departments must prove that they will be able to utilize those funds according to projected plans and within a particular cycle before additional funding over the baseline. Some departments have underspent the current payments. About 11 departments have underspent the current payments. 10% now highlight departments that have deviated from general spending benchmark. Some of which have underspent the first quarter of 2008-09 budget. And so, that is a table that provides all the departments that have deviated in their spending. And they also provide a comparative information from the previous financial year. The last paragraph by both Department of Education and Health is concerning since they form part of policy priorities for the next 5 years. The continued lack of capacity and other expenditure therefore has a direct impact on government poverty elevation efforts. In comparison, some of the above mentioned departments have also underspent the previous financial year. This includes the Department of International Relations and Cooperative Governance, Home Affairs, National Treasurer, Education, Health, Rural Development, and Labor Reform, Sport and Recreation, Science and Technology, and Trade and Industry. The Department of Financial Relations was allocated the total amount of 3.9 billion rand of the development budget on current payments. It has only spent 449 million of its current payments of its current payment budget at the end of the first quarter. The last payment emanated from a number of issues, including a huge number of outstanding claims that relate to the presidential inauguration that were not processed by the end of the first quarter, and the demand of the reporting of required project managers. However, the current expenditure is increased by 1.2% compared to the 2008-09 first quarter spending of 10.1%. The Department of Home Affairs was allocated 3.5 billion rand of its budget to current payments. It has only spent 668 million at the end of the first quarter. The last spending on the department was a result of sacrifice posts that were not filled. The department has established a new structure. I think the information that was provided during the public hearings, Chair, as mentioned. The department has established a new structure and the creation of the structure is in progress. The creation of SMSRs was finalized and the non-legal employees were created in terms of the agreement with the unions. The department has stated that the new structure provides more cost than the old one, and once the negotiation is complete, the advertising process of the remaining posts will commence. Furthermore, the new invoice of the department for the allowance and accommodation of the staff members of the Department of Home Affairs and Foreign Mission is the other contributing factor to the small spending. Since the department has a clear understanding of foreign national expenditure, it is considering an advance payment to the Department of Financial Relations and Cooperation in order to reflect the actual spending by the department on its accounting records. National Treasurer was allocated the department a total of 2.2 billion rand for current payments. It has only spent 24 million rand at the end of the first quarter. The department has underspent in the first quarter of 2010 financial year, and it shows a 2% decline in the current payment budget compared to the previous year's spending. It is important to note that the underspending of the department is alerted from the high level of vacancies and lower than anticipated spending on consultants for the back office system. Under the Department of Education, this department has allocated an amount of 1.2 billion rand for current payments. The department has 870 million rand on the current payment budget in the first quarter. The spending pattern decreased by 3.5% when compared to the previous year's expenditure. The department has slightly overspent the compensation of employees due to the position created in the Ministry of Higher Education and Training. And payments to examiners and moderators. The department has further indicated that its lost payment was a result of cost containment measures that are put in place on certain areas to prevent overspending in other areas. It was also indicated that this lost payment was due to delays in invoices of goods and services from the Department of Public Works accounts and the monthly tariff campaign. Healthy orders were only placed in June 2009. This area has been identified as a key contributing factor to underspending in the realm of department even in the previous financial year, now the area of Department of Public Works. And talking about Department of Health, this department has allocated 137 million in the 2010 financial year. At the end of the first quarter, the department has only spent 180 million rand. Of the allocated budget. Though the department has underspent, this spending in this category has increased by 1.1% compared to the previous financial year. No further elaboration was provided by the department, because I think the members would understand that the department was not invited, the Department of Health, to come and present. But I think this is something that we need to follow up as well, as to say why was that particular spending in this area. And yet the Department of Sports and Recreation was allocated a total budget of 207 million rand in current payments. The Department has spent 40.8 million rand in the first quarter. The Department has spent even though this expenditure is increased when compared to the previous year's budget. It has a total expenditure of 11.6%. that I understand that you propose to the unfair case of crisis and taking the position of the chief operations officer. The other expenditure of government services, which resulted from the demand in expenditure and the training of volunteers for doing the World Cup, also contributed to the spending pattern. It is important to note that the post of the COO was reported as vacant over the previous financial year. It says that department has not taken seriously the committee's recommendation to fill vacancies in government departments. And the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform was allocated a total amount of 1.5 billion rand of its budget to current payments. The department has spent 293 million rand of the current payment budget. This means that the department is underspent in the first quarter on the current payments. There is no explanation provided in this regard. But I think what we will do, we will just go through their presentation to check as to what are the reasons, because I think under this department the committee was much more interested on the underspending on the overspending around the hearings around the land restitution program and we did not pick up as to why did they underspend in this area. But I think we'll go back to their presentation and check. And so the Department of Finance has allocated 334 million rand to current payment. It has spent 55 million rand of this budget at the end of the first quarter. Its payment has declined by approximately 3.2% when compared to the previous year's budget. Even so, we did not get explanation around this area. And the Department of Trade and Industry was allocated a direct budget of 979 million rand. The DPI spent 172 of the current budget in the first quarter, and the loss spending was attributed to the vacancy rate of 8.5%. The implementation of the cost saving measures in areas such as travel and substance, catering, venue and facilities, and advertising contributed also to this underspending. So now, as the accounts of the national and research project that still needs to be finalized and demand in some projects also contributed. So I think this is the end of the current payments, and the next one is the transfer and subsidies.
Thank you very much. Can we just, honourable members, just deal with this part? We won't go to the next section of transfers. Let's just deal with this part and then we conclude today.
I'm just a bit concerned about the statement that we're making here. There was no further explanation provided by the department with regard to the first quarter underspending on current payments. And this was in the case of a few departments. It seems to be a bit of an indictment on this committee that we didn't find out, you know, why there was underspending, and we should have tackled them on that. And I'm just wondering whether we shouldn't take out those statements and rather say, you know, the committee is investigating the reasons for the underspending, or something of that nature, or just leave it out.
Honorable Nova, actually,
Chairperson, Land Affairs and Road.
Dependent, Command.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, Rural Development and Land Affairs, we are still expecting a response from a number of questions that were asked around this issue. So it's not a closed issue. We are still waiting for response from them.
It's fine. I think that's what we will do. Next week we will distribute their responses, because I think Land Affairs has responded. But there are other departments that have not yet responded, but Land Affairs has, with respect. But if there's no comment on what Honorable Swart is saying, I think I agree with him. We agreed from the beginning that, look, we didn't have time, and therefore will not invite each and every department. If you read this report, I mean, departments like Sports and Recreation, for instance, should have been invited to explain.
the fact that, and I think that that is one department that really owes us an explanation, because I wasn't aware of what this report says, that even last year this they had reflected that they had they don't have a CEO, but they continue not to have a CEO, and I think it was an omission on our side, maybe not brought to our attention. Would have done that, but I think let's remove that. No further elaboration was provided for understanding. Any other comment on the Rabataka?
Chair, it's a small one, small comment on page 6. The last paragraph. I'm just trying to recap our discussion on this one. This shifting of money from the department, the sentence says they don't know where the money was shifted from. I think we were saying, and I think the chair kept emphasizing the point, is the budgeting process working for you as a department? And they kept saying, many of them, yes, it is working. So we were a bit worried about the fact that the department budget, itemized budget, but as you enter into the first quarter, there's a shift already that you begin to see, meaning that at the beginning, the planning and the budgeting was not necessarily correct. So I don't read such statement here in the paragraph, because we're saying that Treasury must do some tighter control, but I don't think it's tighter control. It's more of the whole method of budgeting of the department that, never mind, later in the year we'll do the shift. So I think we should put a sentence there that says that basically this whole measurable thing, objective that the department are putting, is actually not working in terms of their budgeting. So that they must work on that particular issue. Because if they budgeted properly, there was not going to be a need to shift money from the first quarter from one program to the other. Just a reminder, if I think my memory is still fine, that we did emphasize on that point.
I have not read the findings and the recommendations, but I think that that point is very important, that we must really raise it strongly. We can't now shy away from it anymore. We need to raise it. But the issue just I want to check is it does it appear in the findings?
Yeah, yes, sir, it appears in the findings, but it's just highlighted, because I think one thing that I've noticed during the hearings with the department is that whenever you ask questions around the issues of the shifting of funds, they got surprised, and some of them they said they didn't shift any funds in the first quarter. So like my current plan, myself wanting to talk, is to engage the budget treasurer to provide the timeline of those shift of funds, because some they say it was a shift of funds from the previous financial year to this particular year, so we're still investigating that, and then I think we're going to be having an authoritative information from the national treasurer. Thank you.
I think that, as Honourable Ramadan is saying, we must reflect here that the committee is really concerned about this. It is concerned about the shipping, especially happening at the very first quarter. It's a serious indictment, you know. It could happen maybe third quarter, fourth quarter. But happening at the very first quarter, because those people, it doesn't. They should have indicated during the budget that they have budgeted for some other things in other programs, so that the committee, the portfolio committee, is aware. Parliament is aware that this will happen in the what you call. I don't think that this fireman is really meant for what is happening. It's a really total abuse of that. I think it's something that really needs to be revisited. I'm not sure when Treasury is going to make amendments. Maybe I mean, there are some of the things that we should really pick up when we're making amendments, that there should be at least stricter, tighter, or what you call it, somebody was talking about tighter controls. On this, I mean, the PFMA maybe it's a bit open, but it has conditions already on where these vitamins. But I don't think that vitamins can be done very early, the first thing in the very first quarter. There are vitamins. I don't think that that should be allowed. Honorable sir?
Sure. I agree with you 100%, but you know, I think it's also something which we should put maybe in the recommendations at the end. But I'm just wondering, you had this meeting this morning with you know, the other chairpersons on the money bills. Isn't this something which this committee is going to control in future? You know, the question of vitamins and the rollover of funds, you know, towards the end of the year, where we will have a large say as to whether it's permissible or not. Once the budget office is established, because if that is the case, then you know, it will make it much easier for us.
My own view is that from our engagement with departments, one of the Matagana is here. He will assist us, and I don't know if Honorable Bob, we did not serve in the executive. We did serve. Yeah. I think what we are saying, the legislation makes provision. And what the departments are saying, there is a need for it. That's why it is there. But I think that now what we are saying is that clearly, if is the first thing that they do when they start spending. Now, it's no longer what the budget was intended to do. That's where we're saying we might not have a problem with the... we do have a problem, but it's worse now if in the very first quarter. Because we'd expect them maybe second quarter, third quarter, they have spent the funds, they see what's happening. But it means that then they're not being honest to Parliament. No, they're not being honest even to the portfolio committee. I mean, if they're on the very first quarter, they shift funds around. Now there's a problem. Honorable Mashiko, you had your hand up.
I was going to comment on page 7. We need to explain like the first paragraph, but if it becomes redundant, I wonder if we can slot whatever we want to slot in all these departments, because it's a paragraph. I know in comparison some of the above mentioned departments have also underspent in the previous 7, just below the table, the first paragraph. Because we are aware that this department, education and health, are part of the policy priorities. And then, in this paragraph, I think what is more important is the sentence that says, in comparison, some of the above mentioned departments have also underspent in the previous financial year. I don't know whether we need to include them or what, but I looked at this sentence, paragraph, as if it's redundant. I don't know. And the last sentence here, the migration of the SMS, if we can just mention that it's senior management staff and leave instead of abbreviation. Thank you.
You don't come. Now, I think that I agree with you that the acronym should only be used once the words have been put in full, so that people do understand what it means. Sometimes other people think that we're sending SMSs, you know. So I think that it needs to be corrected. But with respect to this issue of in comparison, I think that we suppose that the department
will have access to this report, the department themselves, so that they know that we are monitoring their spending, we're making comparisons, especially for those that were understand last time and continue to understand that we're saying to them, look, we are aware that you're continuing to, with this trend. It is therefore unacceptable. I think it's important to bring it to this attention. Were you suggesting that we remove this that part?
In this paragraph, I think the only important sentence was that one of previous financial years. Yes. And the others, I wonder that if they could just be included in the in their relevant chapters, paragraphs.
I thought one of the concerns that the member has was to say we need to immediately after that sentence that starts with Comrades, we need to name those particular departments. And I thought as you said they are named just immediately after the sentence because they are saying we need the departments of international relations and cooperative affairs. But I think that's what the member is saying. To say maybe another chapter knowing that you said the political chief department, maybe we can remove that particular sentence. But I think we will be directed by the committee on that particular regard. Thanks.
Your view, comrade, that are you feeling strongly that they should not be included?
No, Chair, I don't know, but I don't think it's a major issue. I thought the paragraph, this one here, it's basically the intro to the department above under the table. It's citing them and it's still going to explain them later. So if the purpose of it is that and it's not contentious because it's just fleeting statement about those departments and later explain them, then there isn't any contentious issue with that. I don't really have a difficulty with the paragraph as it stands because I thought it's just an introduction, but we're still going to go down and explain each and every section of that department and identify it.
Mamungo, so you have now? Okay, that's one sec. Let's just close. Let's just agree on the process. Because now we're getting thinner and thinner. Now it's fine. Can we agree that we are adjourning on page 7? But may I just ask the members to take the copies with them? You can't hear there. Now, if you can just close your door.
No, we hear.
You can hear us, okay? I'm a little bit late. Enjoy.
Sorry? You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Now, what I'm suggesting is that let's take the copies with us. Go through the report. Do everything that is including grammar. You know, sometimes we have time to go over and over the report to sort out the grammar. We won't have that luxury now. I mean, I'm not sure when you're going to come back to this report, actually. In fact, I would suggest that after the 11th, that week after the 11th, we come back to this report and finalize it. Because we can't leave it without finishing it. Unless, I don't think that we'll find time from after the MTBS. Our program is very tight. We are inviting a number of committees.
And I want to make an appeal, colleagues, that it means that the next 2 weeks will not be adjourning early. In fact, I'm informed that what's happening up there? Okay. Now, I'm told that there will be a plenary after Tuesday. Now, I'm not sure what's going on. No, the secretary was just showing me that the other time that we have is after the tabling of the MTBPS. We could come back to it. I don't think that is going to be practical.
No.
Now, let's just adjourn for now, and then we will discuss in terms of how we move forward. But the focus, because of the tight time frame, will be on MTBPS. We have provisionally invited your Human Science Research Council, HSRC. Again, we're inviting back the Public Service Commission to speak specifically around the issues of vacancies and who else? So far it's not those two, but if members have a suggestion of other people that could help us. The way it is going to work, members, the budget will be tabled on Tuesday. Do you have the event program? The budget will be tabled on Tuesday. I think that there are programs in the... Are you having the program?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it means that we will work closely, we will work together with our colleagues, finance, and the committees of the NCOP. There are certain things that we will do together. But on others, we'll separate and then focus on to our areas of focus. Thank you very much. I don't know if we're happy with that. Honorable Matanga, Honorable Masiko, and Honorable Matanga.
Why is HSRC going to focus in all the sectors or what?
In fact, you can help. Our understanding is that the HSRC has what they call normally resource about around the focus, what they call areas. In fact, we were also thinking that, and we should be doing that with you, whether we don't bring the departments when HSRC presents, so that they can also be they can also be able to respond to what HSRC is doing. But it's a bit late now, you know, to be thinking about that. But I suggest, members, that we break, because clearly by the time I finish, I'll be left with the well, thank you very much.